we start from?
Let's start.
I want to comment on a small issue that everyone likes to talk about. And the Rosh, it says, lochem, so the word lochem is lochem v'loiloi. Hoitzi atzvim in akwal. Lochoyer, the Chochem, the same thing. He says, mo'edot v'chukim v'amishpotem, mashetzi v'asham lekenu eschem. What's the chilik between eschem and lochem? All the chilukim are insignificant and minor. Eschem means to you, and lochem means to you. Miyadachsach, chat is like this, Rabbi said. It's a mitzvah to have the children eat from the Korban Pesach, right? The shaila is whether the celibate service is their isa or their abona. Celibate service means to give to the children. But the ketanaman are mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. But no matter what, we're supposed to give them part of the Korban Pesach if they're capable, part of it to eat, whether it's Midaraisa or Midarapon. The Gemara says, a couple of places that eating kochim is an avoided. Right? Of Tafnei Trumas, so the Gemara says, he said he was doing avoided, because eating Korbanos is an avoided. When the Rosh says, Moha avoided, so it's Lochem, so it's Yatra Nakwal, because he's Mitzuvah in eating the Korban, he's supposed to do it. He doesn't want to when he says Moha Avodat Zayislachem. Mashen Kan, the Chochem says Asher Tzivu Hashem Lekenu Eschem. There's no Tzivu to the Kotan, that's for sure. Right? The Arba Bonim are all Ketanim. There's no Tzivu to the Kotan. The Tzivu is only to the Godel. Right? Not Shach Tzivu to a Kotan. So therefore, When he says Eidus and Chukim Mishpotim Asher Tzivu Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, so he's correct. He's not Bechlal V'Tzivui. He could be Bechlal V'Kiyum, but he's not Bechlal V'Tzivui. So that's why there's no kasha. Why the Chochem says Asher Tzivu Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. Such a double poshet, and I've not seen anybody who says it, but there. Various complicated trutzim. There's another thing, of course, which is, you know, closer to the heart of the Indian. What is the Chacham's desire to learn? Right? A child who's a Chacham wants to learn more and more and more. Right? So if the Chacham sees the father who knows some part of Torah, he says to teach me that part of Torah, right, that you know already. There's nothing wrong with saying Asher Tzivu Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, because it's Eidus and Chukim and Mishpatim, so explain to me every part of the Torah. I want to learn, I have an interest in learning. That's what the Chochem says. The Yosha doesn't say teach me, he says Ma Avodah Zoris Lachem. What do you need it for? Right? The Chochem says, Moho Eidos V'Chukim V'Mishpotim. What is it? Moho Avodas Lochem doesn't say what. Teach me the Avodah. Moho Avodas Lochem means what do you need this Avodah for? There's a certain rejection. Why is it necessary? Well, I would rather be doing other things than doing the Avodah. Who knows? Who wants it? Who needs it? Whereas the Chochem is Mohedes Vachukim Mishpotim Asher Tzivu Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. He says, look, I'm small, I didn't learn Eidos Chukim Mishpotim yet, so please teach it all to me. I want to learn it, I want to know it. Okay? Huh? That's why the Chochem is not.
Why is that more implicit in the Chochem than the Rosh? Rosh is the matter of I want to need it for it. Say, no, teach me.
No, Ma'avodas Lochem is saying, what's the reason for it? Where is he? He's not saying, teach me the avoid. He's not saying, let's sit down and learn Masechet Pesachim. Because he's saying, Ma'avodas Lochem V'Mishpotim. In other words, he's going into detail. He wants the Eidos, the Chukim, Mishpotim. What are they? What does it say there? What are the Eidos? What are the Chukim? What are the Mishpotim? And he's saying, not Ma'lochem. Why do you need it? He's saying, what are these Eidos?
The diuk is all the details?
No, the diuk is He's just saying, what are they? What is it? What are the Eidos? What are the Chukim? What are the Mishpatim? Which Hashem was mitzvah you, and teach it to me. I want to know it. Mashenka and the Yoshe is not saying I want to know it. He's saying, what's the reason for it? In other words, they can. He's not saying Moho Avoida. Ashasiva Hashem Elokeinu Lochem Moho Avoida. What is the Avoida? He's saying, why do you need the Avoida? Shakur Mivar. Another thing. Okay. In the parsha in the Torah where it speaks about the Rosh, it says, Vahoyuki Yomer Alecha Benechem Moho Avoida Zvois Lochem. Hamartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem asher posach al botei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Right? I mentioned that the other day. B'nok b'es mitzrayim is b'teinu hitzu. V'yikad ha'om v'yishtachfu. What is v'yikad ha'om v'yishtachfu? Rabbi Zem. So Rashi says the three things they bow down. They bow down al b'soyres ha'gula, al b'soyres ha'oret, v'al b'soyres ha'bonim. Right? They show thankfulness for the Gula, what? So it says in the Pasuk that they wish to Vahoya, right? Ki Racha Hashem Lakeach Alaretz Hashem Diber Ve'avadatem Es Avoda Hazoyz. So that's the Gula. It will be brought to Eretz Yisrael. Besoyras Haoretz, he'll be given Eretz Yisrael, right? So those are two besoyras. But it's interesting that Besoyres Habonim is something that they bow down for. First of all, the very fact that they were told they would have children, that's a good Besoyres, right? That's enough to show Akaras HaToy for. So Lachares HaPelo, what do you mean? There's no such mitzvahs in the world that's, as an Umar that doesn't have children. I mean, it's a mitzvahs. All of Everybody has children. What did Shaykh to say that they were told every single parent will have children. There won't be any chasuchay bonim in the entire Klal Yisrael. They weren't told like that. They said there'll be children. Right? That's unless we could learn out besoyres habonim means there's some hidden besoyre that every single yid in Klal Yisrael will have bonim. But it's not much like that at all. Secondly, till now, what kind of bonim did they have? They had the shisha b'keres echad, right? Poru v'yishesu v'yirba v'yachma ma'id ma'id. Right? What did they have from now on? Well, in the next 40 years, they weren't in Israel at all. That's number one. But even you go in Eretz Yisrael, you take a look at the count that they had in the time of David HaMelech. Right? So how many were there? They just doubled in population over a period of 350 years. There was no fantastic growth. What is the Besoyres Habonim that they bowed over? Right? That's it. It's a Rashi. Yeah. So why is it that Chazal emphasized the Besoyres Habonim? Yeah.
So why in the
passion of Rashi? What? That's the next thing here. Vayikadam Vayishtachvu. Hal Besoyres Hagulu Ubiyas Oretz Besoyres Habonim Shiyulahem. The fact that they have children. Okay. But third, and which is the most important kasha, is that what kind of hakaras hatoyv is it to have bonim that are rishoyim, right? If you have children that will reject themselves from the klal, hoytzi aser min haklal. So that's the thing that they bow over, that shakta. So why is there vayikadam? What the hakaras hatoyv for besoyres habonim shiyu lehem? You heard Rabbi say, but a very big yesod over here. Till now, there was no way in which to foresee, much less guarantee, that the children will be dovuk to their parents, that they'll be their children, they'll be bonim. Because look, Achamushol of Neisrael, Meiris Mitzrayim, 4/5 at least, according to the smallest cheshvan, stayed in Mitzrayim. According to other pshatim, many more stayed. And there's a reason why they stayed. They became absorbed into the dominant culture. It says that the Yidden Lashinu Ashmon, Lashinu Esmalbusham, Lashinu Esloshoinam, that's all very nice. But this time, the 80% were Mishana. They just assimilated and blended. And they were gone. So how do you retain the any identity with the children? But now that there's a Torah HaKadosh, there's what to teach them. There's Vishinantam Lovanecha. Right? Laman Tisrapi Bozne Vincho Ben Bincho. Vidatam Kini Hashem. So there you have a possibility, not only that, but a guarantee that you'll be able to retain the children and keep them as part of the Yuma, have them your Shem of what you have, to the Sayyid, to Skosavit. You understand? So the Pasha is really saying, if it will happen that you'll have children who, like in the past, tried to reject the Mereshes, always, right? Lochem v'loiloi. So now you have a teretz, right? V'amartem zevach pasachu. Now you have an avoida, and through that you'll be able to retain your bonim. Al b'soyer sag bonim shegiu lahem. Right? The bonim will be your bonim. That's the lashon of Rashi. Al b'is oretz v'agula. That they'll be able to hold on to their children. How? By teaching them Torah, by explaining the Avodah, by doing mitzvahs together. Yeah, by taked having a celibate avos and celibate boys, and they'll go over Torah chador leman tesarpe boznei vincho ven bincha. Right. In fact, that yesod embodies the whole tachlis of CPC's Messiah, the Messiah to the future generations. Okay, so that's why there's a chorus atoiv, al besoyres habonim shiyu lahem. You have a hechatipzi, you have a method, see, holding on to the children. Just a short remark on, it says, Afato emorloi ki hilchus ha-pesach ein maftir nach ha-pesach ha-fikoyman. What are the words, ein maftir nach ha-pesach ha-fikoyman? So, no. Poshut pshat, it means that don't leave anything out, given the whole hilchus ha-pesach, they should fill the dirt. Or else it means give it to him so that the taste will remain in his mouth. That's the reason for the dinner of Matir Nachar Pesach Avikoyman. So that he'll still have the tav all night long and nothing will dilute the tav. Or maybe it means learning with him Masech Tepsachim all the way to the end. Right? The next to the last Mishnah, almost Mamish at the end of the Masech Tepsachim, Matir Nachar Pesach Avikoyman. So, learn everything with him. Ki hilchus ha-pesach. Okay. I think, Rabbi Yisai, we could use this hashtiku not only to have a havona in the whole Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, but to In the Nusach of the Maimer Chazal that precedes the Arbor Bonim, it says, V'hoyim Mesaprim, B'siyas Mitzrayim, Kol Oysa HaLayma. Okay? In the Nusach that's brought in the Rosh, it says, V'hoyim Mesaprim, B'hilchas HaPesach, Kol Oysa HaLayma. Okay? Hilchas HaPesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim seem to be two different things. We're talking and learning the whole night, okay. And we could hear very well the Heilig and Tanoim had what to say. Mestan, their words in Halacha contained all the Chedushim and all the Torah written on Tzachim. No, all the Yishayim, all the Achrayim, everything. After all, what are the Yishayim and Achrayim saying if not for Pshat and what the Tanoim said? So therefore they were Mesaper and Hilchas HaPesach Kolois HaLayim. But what's Pshat by Mesaper and Mitzias Mitzrayim Kolois HaLayim? Yeah, Midduchzuch, that part of the Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to show how every Yisoid is embodied in a Halacha. Some of these things are very simple. Right, the halacha that the Gemara tells us what minyan mor is supposed to be made from. So good. So we learn that the meriris is something that you have later on, not immediately. And simple pirushim and biurim that you get from the halacha. There are things which are very essential and run much deeper. For instance, matzah. Right, what's matzah as different to chometz? Chometz takes a long time for the chometz to rise, to mature, and to become ready for baking. And matzah is something that you bake instantly, when you have no time. Let's say, for instance, surprise orchim come. How about I say, and you have no chance to bake bread for them. What do you do? Can't tell them, wait till the dough rises. So you have to give matzah on this path. That's why by Loit it says matzah is offer vayachelu. In a minute, they have to have matzahs ready. They are hungry. They need matzahs on this path. So when you need something on this path, it's matzahs. Ayoif was habotze kasher. Ayitziu mi mitzrayim ugetz matzahs. Kiloi chometz, kiloi yochlu lehismameya. They didn't have any time. Yeah. So that's matzah. Matzah emphasizes the chiposon of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's something that takes place instantly. And I already told you, for ordinary events that take place in the world, they come with the historical sequence. One thing is cause and development, right? Social, economic, political reasons why one thing leads to another. But really, why do events take place in the world? Events take place because Hashem Yisburach makes them happen. And why does He make them happen? Huh? He makes them happen in response to what Yidden do. If they deserve an oinish, so then there's wars and there's famine and there's megafos and there's all kinds of things that happen as a result of the Aveira. Right? But it seems as if historical events bring them about. So there's an illusion. There's an illusion of some kind of sequence of events called history. That is. But really, it's what Hashem Yisburach makes happen instantly and only dresses it up in some historical sequence. Yeah. That's why the matzah symbolizes the instantaneous change. The fact that there is really no history behind all these things. But there's things that happen because of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't need any time to develop. Okay? Not like chometz and other things which sort of develop, which change slowly. But the matter reveals the development that takes place where Hashem Yisburach wants it. L'mosai atir luchai. lemocher, it should happen tomorrow. The second it had, tomorrow comes, it happens on the spot. To show that leman teidu kein kasher lekeinu, Hashem Yisburach is doing it, and it's not something that's happening because of who knows what kind of natural causes lead to the slow development and change that seems to be behind most of it. Yeah, that's why the chiposay is the yisoid. And in many, many things, every single halacha in Hilchos Pesach could be used to illustrate deeper and deeper yisoidus and to reveal more and more truths which we're supposed to learn from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the level of explaining Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Chochem. Af ato emor loy kehilchos ha-pesach. Tell him all about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but tell it to him by bringing out the yisoidus from Hilchos ha-pesach. So there's no real steer. The Tanoim were Mesaprim B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Kolois HaLaila, and they were Mesaprim B'Hilchos HaPesach Kolois HaLaila. Because every one of the Hilchos HaPesach, understand, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. I have a minig which I saw by others that we have standing on the Kaira Chayroises. Right? Chayroises is thick. Why? Tzorich la'aboisoi. Make it thicker. Which is be reminiscent of the chaymer uvulveinim. Right? Vayimoras chayim v'chaymer uvulveinim. So the mortar which they use to do the avoidas perich. So that's symbolized by the chayroises. Yeah, but the Chayoises before were ready to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Morer, so I take a little wine and pour it in the Chayoises, so that it's no longer thick. But now it's dilute, so it could be used for a dip, because that's one of the Shtei Tvilois, right? On the Matbil and Shnei Pa'omen, you put the Morer into the Chayoises. So you have to make sure that it's roy for a hatbola, not just that it's a symbolic of the chomer and levenim, but it's also symbolic of the cherus which hatbola represents. Okay? What changes it from something thick, right, and ready to be used for binyan? What changes it from that to something to dip and to be used? The tcheres, the wine, right? You put in the wine and you make it really for hatbola. So after the sipur, and you bring out the vayimoru and the chomer vulvenim, then you take it and make it into a something that's really for hatbola, the tcheres, the yayin. You understand? So that's the And the Hilchos HaPesach, if you could take every one of the Hilchos HaPesach, Blatter and Blatter Gemara, and use it to bring out Machshavah and Rayonis, Mesorah and everything. That's why the Ke Hilchos HaPesach, that's the Yesod. This you could give over to the Chacham Rabbi, but you can't give it over to anybody else. Because most people aren't interested to understand the Biur in the Havona. In the halacha, first you have to hear the halacha and the dakas of the halacha, and then you have to see the pnimius, how it relates to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just, it's also something very, very brief. Just before the before we say the Kenegda Bobo and the Retoira, we say Baruch HaMaka Baruch Hu Baruch Shenosan Torah Lam Yisroel. Big Tushos, right? Baruch HaMaka and Baruch Hu Baruch HaMaka Baruch Shenosan Torah Lam Yisroel Baruch Hu. What are these four Lashonos? Yeah? Interesting. The word who is a losha nister. Right? What's a losha nister? Somebody that's not here. That's why we call third person nister. Do you know? Are you familiar with the times of Digna? By the Shreish, right. Me, who's there, who's the there, the is the who. Which one is the who? Who is the Losha Nister? It's interesting that by two of the Arbo Bonim, we use the same answer. Who? The Rosha and the Sheni De Elisha. Okay? The Rosha. You say, even though that posik is really in the parsha of Igal Polovincha, which is the parsha of the Sheni De Elisha. And the Rosh Teres is Vamatam Zevach Petzchu L'Hashem. Yeah. Because there's a remez, that's what Rashi says, Kan Romas Tshuva L'Ben HaRosh. At the end, by Bavuzeh Os Hashem Li. Why? Rabbi said. Yeah. The reason is because the Rosh and Sheni De Elisha are both not interested. Rosh is not interested because Hoytzi Atrim Laklal. He's interested, but for someone else. He wants to be educated. He's writing now a paper for the study of the ancient Orthodox practice, yeah? He's going to get credit for it. The Sheni De Elisha is not interested for different reasons, because he's not interested in anything. Okay? He's dull, apathetic. He doesn't care. That's the Sheni De Elisha. So, by both the Seder of the four, take a look. Boruch HaMokrim. Okay? What Boruch HaMokrim means that the presence of Hashem is Boruch, is recognizable. Boruch HaMokrim. Boruch Hu. Boruch Hu means it's not recognizable. Right? Who are Hashreish? Boruch Shanosim Toyer Lama Yisrael, Biktu Shosai. Boruch Shanosim Toyer Lama Yisrael. Boruch the Rabbanu Shalom gave us a Torah that we could transmit this Torah even to the Tam. Huh? And Boruch Hu Vayter. So the Seder of the Arbo Bonim is these four Boruchs. The first is the Chochom. The second is the Rosha. Who? The third is the Tam. And the fourth is Vayter Sheni De Elisha. That's who. The who is where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not immediately recognizable. He's Mister. And he has to be pulled out, sort of. And that's why you have the same approach by the Rosh and by the Sheni De Elisha. You have to get him to be interested. Right? But for two different reasons. One is because he rejects Hoytzi Atzmo Naklal, and the other is because he's dull and he's b'chol not interested. Okay? In either case, there's a Boruch Hu, as opposed to the first and third, which is the Chochem and the Tav. Okay? He hears things which are a little bit, you know, not as obvious, but there's definitely a tremendous amount of truth in that. What's the machloikis? When we'll pick up speed and we'll go weiter. What's the machloikis between Ben Zoyma and the Chachom? Ben Zoyma says, Man tizkeres yom tzeitzcha miyaz b'sarim kol yimei chayecha hayomim kol yimei chayecha tzalolos. And Chachom say yimei chayecha tzalom hazeh kol yimei chayecha lohovi l'moitza Mashiach. Heret HaBoisei. In the time of Mashiach, there'll be a new thing to talk about, and it'll divert our interest from Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That's what it says. By Yom Ha'im, Lo ye omer oid chai Hashem asher helos Yisrael meyeretz Mitzrayim. Ki im chai Hashem asher helo v'asher hoitzi es Yisrael meyeretz tzafoyna u'mikol ha'rotzais asher hediach Hashem es Yisrael shoma. That's what the Novi says. Yeah, that's what's going to be by Moshe HaMashiach. There'll be new things to talk about. Lo ye omer oid chai Hashem asher helos Yisrael meyeretz Mitzrayim. Ki imchai Hashem, asher helo, asher hoitzi es Yisrael, me'eretz tzafoyna mikol ha'arotev. Yeah. Will Yemos HaMashiach be bottled then? So the Chachamim are saying, l'man tizker es yom tzeyes es tzeyes from Eretz Yisrael. Koyli me'chayecha. Even in a time when there's so much more to talk about. Yeah. Ben Zoimo is emphasizing the exact opposite. He's saying, Yimei Chayecha HaYomim, right? Yomim is when we say, Kol Shelo Yomor Emes V'Yatzif V'Yoyim. When we see things, when it's light. And what's Laila? When it's dark and when you don't see anything. The dark symbolizes when you don't see. Ramban brings out, and he brings it from Ibn Ezra, and he praises it. Adol Shemayim. He says, do you know why the day is called Boiker? Because it's light and you could examine things and tell the difference between one thing and the other. You have a koyach bikur levakeh. That's why it's called Boiker, because the light gives it the ability to examine and to see the difference. But by night, everything is mixed up because it all looks the same, because it's dark. Therefore, it's called Erev, because Hatsurois misarven, Zebose. Okay? So, that's why you have to say by night, Emes v'yatsiv, right? Kayem v'yosher v'nemon v'yovah. You could see it all, and you could discern and be mechalik between one thing and the other. But by night, it's emunah, Emes v'emunah. Lahagid v'abayker chastecha v'emunoscha v'alaylis. Yeah. The night is a time when you can't see anything. And Ben Zoimo is saying, L'man tizker is yom tzeischa meyeretz Mitzrayim. Not only Yimei Chayecha HaYomim, when you're able to recognize the effects of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the lives of Klal Yisrael, able to see Matan Torah, you're able to see the Kiddushi, you're able to see the Cheiruv. Yeah. But when you're in a Shibud, in Golos, in Hestaponim, and it looks as if we're back again in the same Matzah, and there's no benefit of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Leilois. So still you have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and you have to point to its existence even when it's hidden. Yeah. That's the chilek between Ben Zoima and the Chachamim. Ben Zoima says you have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim even if there's nothing that you could see. L'chayre, the whole talk of Yetzias Mitzrayim is what? Only when there's something to point to. Bavuzel lo yamarti elo b'shoa sheyesh. Pesach, Matzah, Morim, and Ahlam. Now we leave out the word Pesach because we don't have it, right? But that's an omission. B'chavona. But that's what it is. But v'zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeis yim mitzroyim. Shoshesh, Matzah, Morim, and Ahlam, and Ahlam. We're pointing to something. And we're saying, zeh, take a look. That's the ikir sipur. Is the zeh, not the who. What? We're pointing to the matzah and we're saying this is the matzah that was the term it says by Yom Pasach Pasach Kosher
Yitzhi Yom Yitzhayim. So Ben Zayim is saying
even
if you're a matzah, what? So Ben Zayim is saying even if you're a matzah.
Ben Zayim is saying even though we don't see the geula in front of us. Right. So see Shibud, what if that person is in a matzah where he sees nothing, he's sort of trapped in things which are reminiscent more of avdus than of cheres. So there's emes v'amuna. He has his kol shel yomer emes v'amuna b'leilos. Man, the hayyad b'boiker chastecha v'emunoscha b'leilos. Yeah, and that's what Ben Zoima is pointing out. Whereas the chachamim are saying the opposite. There's so much toiv. There's so much benefit. There's chay Hashem asher elo v'asher hoitzi es Yisrael. Okay, what's the tachlis of Yisrael Mitzrayim? Yisrael Mitzrayim is blurred. Why don't we make Bedikas Chometz by night or by day? Huh? You know? Because you need a candle to show the details, the Or HaNer. But by day, Shraga B'tiha Ramaya Hani. A candle in a Tzahrayim, in a day, doesn't help you because it's all lit up. But a candle doesn't help you. That's the Lahoy the Maitar Mashiach. When there's so much light and there's so much to see, that Yitzhiz Messiah becomes lost in the amount of the Zeh. Afal became the mitzvah. Yeah? Who's right? Both. There's always many tzadim. And that's why the Racholkem, the Shaila is not which Chiddush is the right Chiddush. The Shaila is which Chiddush should we emphasize, right, over the other. Okay. Now, tell you a light piece of Haggadah which I once, every once in a while, fell over and say a Maisa with one of the great Tzaddikim who his Talmud was traveling to be there by the Seder, and something happened along the way. You know, the axle of the wagon broke or whatever it was, and he got stuck, and he sat to spend Pesach in a small village among the Amoratim. So he ate the Seder by a Yid who looked like a Firma Elach Yid. Well, he didn't have, you know, much learning to him, and he was a guest by the Seder. And this Yid was telling over the Haggadah, and when it came to the Arbo Bonim, so he said, Tamahu Omer. And he started crying, and he couldn't stop, and he said over and over again, Tamahu Omer. And then Vaita just went simply through the Haggadah, touched up the words, and Gigali. So after the Yontif, when he finally managed to get to his Rebbe, and Rabbi Esther knew, what did you see in the village? They said, Rabbi, I saw nothing. It was a Tsar Godel just to sit and see Amoratzes. Such a waste of time. She said, you saw mamish nothing, Emmet. He says, well, I saw something foolish that I managed to see. I saw that while he was saying, he was crying. Why should he cry about Tamahawana? Yeah. So he told him what he had in mind was something else altogether. Because Tam in Russia means there. And Bem Bem is, it's the same word in Targum, and Yerushalmi uses that form. We say Hosam. Right? And the Yerushalmi leaves that to Hey and says Tam. Tam means over there. So Tamahawana it means over there, what are they saying? Right? Hope and Shemai. But we say all kinds of good and nice things. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about us? Right? We're trying to do the avoider here. We really make the grave, or don't we? Yes. Sometimes compare that with a literature meiser. There was someone who was a Demir Yeshiva for Yom Kippur. You know, everybody davens in the yeshiva for Yom Kippur. And there was sort of a break. And the Mashkiach of Yeruchim went off to a corner and he buried his head in his hands, and someone went close to listen, to hear if he's saying anything of interest. And he heard he was saying over and over and crying. Couldn't make out what the words were. So he bent his ear as close as he could without, you know, making his presence felt. And he heard that he was saying, Ulai yemushaini ovi v'isi v'eino kim sateya. After listening, what tamma, whoever, not just what is the Eibush to say about us? No, let's go to the beginning of the actual Yochel Meresh Chodesh, right? Talmudayim v'yayim ahu. He v'yayim ahu, Yochel mevayt yoyim, Talmudayim v'avetim. Adzeh lo imati, abu shosh yishmati morim v'nachu v'nachu. Right, which says that we have to, which tells us what the tzura of CPC's Mitzrayim is, as I told you a few times already. Right? The tzura is to explain the objects on the Seder table. And that's what the child is asking. Right? Manashtana halayla, why do we have matzah? Why do we have morah? Why do we have bosa tzli? What are all these things that we have in front of us, which we never have? And you explain the whole sikur based on zeh. And that tells us what Yochel Meresh Chodesh, right? Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Cheres. Hayoyim atem yoytzem b'chodesh ha'oviv. The day of Erev Yontif is the day of Akrovas HaKorban. Right? So it's pu'ulos and ma'asim. But it's sitting by the Seder, which has in front of you, where someone could ask to explain and get the explanation. That's lo yamati al rishos shishmatzim mornal fanecha. So this Maimon Chazal is really explaining us al pidin. Conceptually, what is CPC's Mitzrayim all about? Okay? Okay. Now, mitchilo avdei avede zor hoyo avetzenu v'asher kervonu hamokum avedosu. What?
Why do we wait so long to get there?
No, you don't wait as long as I waited to get to there, because we got a couple of weeks till Pesach. But it's only a page, that's all.
Yes,
there's a lot of perushim on the bottom, but there's just 2 minutes worth of thing. It's just an introduction where we have to have, like I said the other day, a crash course of chinuch. Otherwise, it's not shaykh for the father to carry the mitzvah. Good boy. But actually, we began immediately, because Avodah Hayim L'Par Mitzrayim is the first Maschilim Bignus, and the Chilu Avdei Avodah Zorah is the second Maschilim Bignus. And I told you the other time that why is there Maschilim Bignus? Because in order to have a Koros HaToyv, you have to know what we would be if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Like Avraham Avinu said, "Vanoichi Ofer Vo'efer," if not for Kadosh Baruch Hu, where would I be? I would be Ofer Al Yedei Hamlochim, Ve'efer Al Yedei Kibshon Ha'esh. So you have to know what I would be. So one Madonna says, the big bizoyim, what I would be without Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Avdus. The other one says, "Anavid Avayda Zora." Okay? So those are different chisroinas. One is chisroin mitzad ha'odah, being an evet, not being a ben choren. The only one is a chisorim mitzad haneshama. You know, even the avodah zarah. Not a makir ha'emes. That's why you have to look at it from two tzadim. So first we say, well, from one mandomer, and we separate it and give time to be mizboinah, and then we bring in the other mandomer. Yeah? That's an important thing to know. It says, Vayomer Yeshua Elohim Koyomer Hashem Elokei Yisroel Be'ever Hanor Yoshua Vasechem Mei Oilom Perach Avi Avrom Vavinocher Vayavdu Elohim Acherim Lo'ekach Es Avichem Es Avrom Me'ever Hanor. Okay. Ve'oiloi Choysei V'chol Eretz Kanan V'ar Be'ezaroi V'etan Le'etz Yitzchok V'etan Le'yitzchok Es Yaakov Es Esav. So just very briefly, Rabbi said, when Yeshua told over the story of how they were over by the Zora, so he tells also about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave certain things to the others. For eten lo yes Yitzchak ve eten le'esav es haseir lo reshes soisav Yaakov avonav yordam etzroi. So why is it then Esav received the bracha immediately and Yaakov avonav first got it after hundreds of years? No. On the spot, he got his Yerusha, he got his Chelik, and Yaakov Avonov had to go through a whole avdus till he got it.
He says Yerusha forever?
No, L'Resha Soisoi. Okay. Yerusha L'Esav Nasati L'Sarasei. You know what? I'm going to go back to this, and I just want to tell you something very brief in the next line, okay? Baruch Shemir Haftachos Yisrael. I think I said this already earlier. Did I tell you about Shakodesh Baruch Chishuv Hakeit Lasser? Huh? There's something that I say practically. Every year by one of the Siddurim. It's a favorite ship, a favorite. Shakash Bor Hishu is a Kate Lassois. So I said, you know, if a person reads a storybook, yeah? So what? How does he read it? So he reads the first chapter, then the second chapter, then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth. And he goes seder until he comes to the end. And every chapter leaves some unanswered questions, and some excitement, some suspense. And until finally at the end everything is resolved. Yeah? How did the author... And what seder did the author write the book? The author wrote the last chapter first. Right? He didn't have to write every single word first. He makes changes, but he wrote the last chapter first. Why? Because he has to arrange the events later so that they should lead to the end. Okay? That's the difference between the reader and the author. Yeah? There's a book, and the book is the history of the world. Yeah? The author is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reader is ourselves. Yeah. So, when we read the events of the world, we read them as they happen. Right? Each chapter in sequence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges the events in the world so that they could lead to the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz La'asos. He first designed the Keitz and then added the events preceding the Keitz in the Seder that they should lead to that particular Keitz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz La'asos, because he's the author of the world, so he's Mechashev the Keitz La'asos to be able to do and construct a sequence so that it should lead to the Keitz. Alright? We, on the other hand, when we see things happen, we're puzzled. Right? We're puzzled because we don't know what these events are designed to lead to. Like in Shmuel, when he first designed the end, Kishu as a Keitz, and then Lasso is put in the earlier events after that. Yeah? Good.